Yeah, what's up, gang gang? I just wanted to report to you, Harsh Bar just no longer. Just didn't work out. All my ideas are getting subtried by Greg. I'm just not going to let it happen. So
breaking news, Harsh Barge, with your hosts, Timothy Donald McKinney and Gregory Scott Smith.
I want to start out with a McKinney question, which is, how come you quit and we're putting this on your channel?
I feel like I'm putting way too much work and effort into this, and then just he goes and flakes. All right, 2 hours. So I got all this power, I've been working so hard. All of a sudden he's fucking, oh dude, I got caught up. And it's just like, my load was blown. It took me another 30 minutes to get back into set. Now here we are.
My load was blown.
So if I'm starting off slow, it's because of him and his delay. I think I want to dedicate this one to Eric J. How much fucking have we talked about? Almost every podcast, everything we've done, it's an Eric J clip, an Eric J this. I'm hoping Greg will put the one in where I caught him. He said he's going to tail drop from the top of my tunnel fucking roof gap.
After Black Hammer.
What is that? What's Black Hammer?
After Black Hammer?
You know that? It's like credits go, then it goes black, and then show
you
that last.
Yeah, might see it. It will be, if it is, every time I see it, I'm cracked the fuck. I can't not laugh at it. It's just perfect every time. I want to start out. Number one topic is the hero that don't quit. One of the first kids I saw not skating, it was probably one of his first debut video parts, is T-Puds. Pudwell, and I want to do it on the seven-day battle at the table, where he backside lips up, kickflips the backside lips down, nose bounce off, I'll take it, and so will he. The way he bounced off, he lands like 4 feet past the shit anyway. So, I loved watching that battle. Eyes glued the whole time. We're probably going to show it here as well because it's just so fire.
And I got love for T-Pud. You know that. You introduced me basically to Chris Joslin. And welcome back to Plan B.
I want to talk rookie talk, and it goes to Dylan and Pop.
Dylan Jab.
Thank you. Follow-up on his part was just as good as the part because it was heart to heart with Dylan. Jab Jeeb. I'm really bad with names. Wait till I get to the Japanese or Korean.
Everybody's
guys
talking about the Sodi already, and Dylan Jabe seems to be the flavor of the week.
Dylan Jabe.
Shout out my brother Dylan Jabe.
Dylan Jabe.
Dylan Jabe's
is now pro.
Quasi
skateboards.
Quasi.
He is a candidate for Skater of the Year.
That fakie flip, if it was a lip slide, it would have been the lip slide heard around the world.
And it's just like, almost like the king of fakies. He's going fakie heel flip. He's going double fakie kickflip Manny.
Double fakie kickflip Manny.
He's just got the pop. I'm pretty sure he could pop up any stage he wants to Manny at this point. Next up would have to be the SLS wild card. And I almost want to take the quotes of Greg Carroll. It was almost like when the bell rang, these guys came out like the Tampa Am back in the day. And if you ask Greg Carroll, he'd say, dude, I hate to say it, I think the Am contest was better than the pro. They were more on fire. When the bell rang, these guys came out fucking on fire. And I got to give it up. Annyeonghaseyo, kasamida. The Korean killer, Junie, is just on fire right now.
Say that again.
안녕하세요, 감사합니다. The Korean killer.
Then again.
That's Oma.
Where did Yuto go? Because these guys are taking your tricks and bringing them to overcrooks or faking 180 nose grind, and it's just blowing my fucking shit. Honorable mention in this is Gabriel Rodriguez. Who the fuck is gonna hard flip frontside slide a rail first try like that? I give it up to you, kid, for that. I also want to say honorable mention when it comes to the SLS, a Jagger. You can't go to a contest, switch backside lips, switch backside Feeble, switch backside Smith with that bump without mastering the art of contest. So I'm giving up to Jagger. Five right arms.
Well, then I'm gonna add this. Congratulations, friend of the show, Ruby Lily. Mwah. You are officially pro.
Well, and this is well deserved. We already knew it. It was coming, girl. Hell yes.
Foundation.
This is Ruby Lily, and you're listening to Talking Schmidt.
Supposedly, we might have a special guest, Chris P. coming in with a PSA. I'm really hoping for that.
PSA!
Chris Dune Pastris!
Hey guys, what's up? Dune here with a quick little message, quick little thought. Resistance training as you get older, I really think this is key to stay on your board, and it helps my mind and my body. So I would highly suggest that you, as you get older, you know, work it out. Work out those muscles, strengthen them. You don't need a fancy gym membership. If you can get one, great. If not, start with some weights. Take it from the Dune.
Take it from the Dune.
Can't believe I called myself the Dune. Let's take that back. Peace and love.
I want to go to the philosophy of skateboarding.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes. Yes.
And it comes from what I feel like is not the skater of the year, not the skater of the day, not the skater of the hour, the skater of the motherfucking decade.
The skater of the motherfucking decade.
And it's Biggie. And these are Evan Smith's words about the evolution of skateboarding and how he is skate rat culture. And I feel him to the T. And he says, nowadays you might just get to the spot and it's gonna be there with a person, some Gucci flip-flops on.
I mean, now it's funny, people are like showing up to the fucking skate park with like Louis Vuitton bags, and like, it's just different, you know?
And that's part of adapting to the skate world. Sometimes it's hard, and I feel that.
Person, some Gucci flip-flops on.
But if you are Dane Bond at Jaquan, and you got it going on like that, you can't say shit, because if you're doing those tricks and got it that dialed, you can sit there with your jeans on, take off your skate shoes, put on some Gucci flip-flops and go smoke a blunt with the boys, because that's how it was at EMB anyway. And what I saw there was straight fire. The crossbreed I saw was Eric Papecki and Duffy.
Yo, Duffy.
And I was really stoked on seeing Dane Bond at Jaquan having it going on.
Dane Bond at Jaquan having it going on.
Now!
Mind freak!
The hip hop don't stop because I'm not a cop, and he doesn't like it when you show up to the spot in flip flops, but we're gonna go all the way to Sanger CA because I got my hip hop bro RJ. The architect is doing it. Let's go.
Hello.
Inspection, the
I am architect. Knows I have two cats.
Mental
baby
up.
Cat and sushi.
Who can it be?
I'm a lot like sushi because I am an acquired taste.
Who can it be?
And you require a clean palate.
Starman cottonwood tree.
I have so many sayings, I have to put them into fortune cookies.
Aquatic intellect.
I can also entertain you, it's even better.
Aquatic intellect.
Why do they call it court? Because it's a racket.
Peter Pan syndrome.
Why does catharsis rhyme with narcissist?
Peter Pan.
Because you will need laughter after.
Peter Pan syndrome.
You can't spot a narcissist, but I wish you could. But you can spot a nice person. And so, squints, do your research. Stop squinting.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Supposedly, and this is the word on the streets, I'm not sure about it, but Hungry's gonna do a contest with Gary versus a new OG, the architect RJ, in front of the handrail at the Fresno Civic Center.
I got a question for you. Have you ever gone full micro?
I don't know what that means. Like a mic on you?
Micro.
Back in the day, we'd take acid all the time, but you didn't know if it was real, it was fuck whatever. But no, I've never been a fucking mushroom head.
Mushroom head.
Well, check this out. Skate Mafia has micro boards.
I like that.
And
they're
got
ripping.
A full part, 18 minutes long, the hammies, and we got exclusive footage straight from Skate Mafia. Check it out right here. McKenny, the next one, I want you.
Wes in the park. He was killing
you,
it. That
cameo.
Line in the park was sick.
Can we get you one trick for the next video?
No, I'm not skating.
On the micro.
I'm scared.
Come on. Right here at Selleck.
I want to keep going here. The video part that hit hard, it's an ATV. It's making me want to go eat sushi the more we talk about this. But it's T4, Hardest Goods, Takura. Kills it, and it's the ATV part. It's different. It just reminds me, I haven't been on a skateboard, but him at China Banks, he does backside tail slide reeve over the bench as well as backside lip. I was hoping he doesn't want me to hype the lip slides of China, and there's four of them. And the reason why I even bring this up,
who are they though?
The reason I bring this up is in the comments, somebody had mentioned Dennis. You got to bring up Dennis's lip slide. So that's kind of where this idea came from, is you in the comments talking about you got to use Dennis's lip.
Number two, who are the four?
Rainy over the bench. And then it came to T4. Now we're going backside lippy. So there you go.
T4 is the fourth?
Yeah, Takura went backside lippy.
And so. Can I get a lip slide in this next Harsh Barge?
That'd be cool.
I think we should do the history.
You don't want me to hype it, but it was the OG, dude.
Yeah, let's keep going. Did we mention our girl Samaria?
That was coming up. You're welcome to right now. I this is what I honestly wanted you to do this part because you have the in-depth stuff when it comes to her. Where my thoughts on her came from was from his trape. It was a wow factor to me. The spot, the ground, the landing, everything was fucking. Doesn't matter if you're a boy or a girl when it's fucking skating and it's that great.
Skate and destroy. It doesn't really matter if you're a girl or a boy. I love skating.
Yeah, you got it.
Now, Samaria, the first day I met her, she did the tray flip down the triple set in South City.
South City.
She's the comeback kid. She's back in L.A. She's on the road to recovery. She's got a great little thing on YouTube, which kind of shows her at the park, and she's having fun again. She's doing backside all and saying, you know what? It made me feel like a vert skater.
Felt like I was like Jimmy Wilkins or something.
I like her energy and we're all for it. Get it, Samaria. When it comes to the girls of skateboarding, I do want to give a shout out to Del Toro.
Shout out.
One of the best that ever did it. She's been on the show. All these girls have made an impact. I'm glad to have learned this history. I might have missed it, but Schmitty helped me get it. So I got it. Thanks to you guys. You know.
Always supporting the women. And Loop Hardware, you owe. I want a shirt, some stickers, and maybe a pack of bolts. We love you guys.
And Loop Hardware, you owe.
In other news, we're going to Austin, and it comes to shout out Howdy Cat, shout out Nun, shout out Zach, shout out
Frog Legs.
Shout out.
Zach Martin, are you going to come on the podcast? You're one of the only Austinians that hasn't
been
on.
We want you on. We do.
Come on, baby.
Want you on for sure.
Invite has been made.
I want to go into a Tuan Correction.
Woo.
And this was, he almost knew
Papa
it.
Don't preach.
Yeah, it's Mickey Papa, and that goes for the style and how sick you were. That was who he was hyping, and I had said Mikey Mo. But that goes into the question, who did choreography the best? Who do you think made music and skateboarding and made you feel that feeling that only skate videos could do for us since day one and made us addicted. I'm gonna let Schmidt do his.
When you hear this song, Hail to the Chief, and the Chief is skating, and every trick is timed perfect to the song, it's tough to beat you. Jamie Thomas, Hail to the Chief.
I gotta go with a girl, Chocolate, Crail Tap. It doesn't matter what genre they're using, it always hits so fucking hard. It's like, dude, what girl's in there helping you guys with? That's the only one people I know that have just killed it with music was that getting that female aspect, and I always feel it with you guys. So it kind of trips me out that you guys are girl, and I'm getting that no matter what you do, the feeling I get and the impact I get between the music and the skateboarding always been dope. Malto's part, being able to make those songs and make you feel like you're in fame, I'm gonna live forever, is a crazy feeling when it comes to a skateboard part. My best example is the way I felt to Guy Mariano and Herbie Hancock when you just saw, and it's like, dude, you can do it. It's just Crack Raider. It didn't matter. It just kept
crack
going.
Crack Raider. Sharp.
But I do want to do some honorable mentions, and it has to be Santa Cruz. He who beats up children, worthless in my eyes.
He who beats up children, worthless in my eyes.
Captain, there are doubts.
Pink Pocket Man.
And you know, it never stopped. It was always the sickest. To the flames, even down to the sound of the crackling flames, it always hit hard. Another honorable mention, and it's the only one that we sat there and fucking recorded and listened to every day to get pumped up. It's fucking H Street, dude.
It's fucking H Street, dude.
What other video did you sit there and record? And that goes for all of us. It was H Street.
But you know what? I got an honorable mention, and I don't know the video it was in. I know it was a Trans World video, but when Moby came on the scene, and that's...
Yeah.
That was insane. It blew my fucking mind. The whole way it's edited with the reverse of the music and the reverse of the video. I don't know if it was Greg Holland or Greg Hunt or fucking Ty Evans, whoever it did it, put Moby into my mind, and I ended up buying the album.
Now that we're talking about music, the two songs of the day due to them pertaining to skateboarding, it's Tom Penny, Free Falling, and In Excess, The Devil Inside, because they had skateboarding in it, and as a kid, you're going, oh! One's on street and In Excess, in the streets of New York, I think, and the other one's on the ramp on the roof. You're like, dude, it's impactful, and it was like, MTV's taking this, you know, so Swatch Watch era. Local news, and I guess this is right now, I don't like to even hear that it's like some hot topic. It's Scape and Destroy. I'm really enjoying, he's going to spots that are literally demolished that haven't been touched in 4 to 5 years and whacking it down so you can go skate it again, with which you wouldn't anyways, and you guys are like rashing as shit. I guess the learning lesson is Skate and Destroy. Don't fucking, what do you call it? I don't even know what they call this. Pinpoint a spot or whatever. But just keep doing your thing.
This is what I'm hearing. The left side versus the right side. But if we all get in the middle, that's where the balance is.
You figured it out.
So we can just skate down, bros.
Fuck, let him go make a little, let him get a sponsor for a weed whack and leave him the fuck get off his ass.
But I got a little beef with Skate and Destroy because I asked him to come on the podcast. He didn't even respond. So please respond. Say no thank you or yes please.
Or yes please.
And then also, me and Tim got this ditch in San Mateo we want you to clean up. And we'd love to fucking meet up with you and help document and help clean the spot. And not put you on blast. And put a pin if you want. We don't care.
We don't give a shit. We're going into coping. Lappers.
Coping skills.
And it was going to be, I'm going to do the honorable mention first. It was going back in history, and it was on video skateboarding. The Pat Duffy information you get off there. It ran from 2000 to 2004. It's almost like an abridged 411 where they got a little more time, put a little more effort. The montages are sick. Everything about it, that era is sick. So if you want to go back to a sick era, go check out On Video. Maybe start with the Duffy shit. You know what I mean? It's pretty cool.
I want to just put up one clip from the fucking new part from the Toy Machine Pro. Jeremy Liabres, you might have heard of him. He's been a little off radar for a minute. He just dropped a part on Thrasher. You might have seen it glitched. Look at this clip right here. Jeremy, good job. Keep it coming. We love your skating.
We are going back to the coping. First, I want you to go check out Lambert and Planet Earth and Expedition. But nowadays, he's back on block. He's got a documentary. He's having fun with Laban again. He's everywhere. He's at the curbs. He's in Laban's yard. And I want to show you how much fun he's having. I'm going to try to get this clip of him on a garbage can top, doing some trick on a quarter pipe.
What's the show he was on where he's a crazy dude with the mohawk?
Crazy dude with the mohawk.
We're gonna get Chris Lambert on the show.
That would be wonderful.
We're gonna do it. Chris.
He's powerful right now, dude.
He's always been powerful. Back lip is no joke.
I'm enjoying seeing the old guys rip and do their thing.
Speaking of old guys, the only skater of the year that never got a cover is coming to town tonight. And he sparked this whole thing. Harsh Barge started because McKenny got so excited about the adrenaline hype. Chris Sen will be in the building for 1 week.
Oh, shit.
San Francisco. We're going to try to catch up with him and get some details. What's going on with adrenaline? And how does he feel about sparking this news program that we're on episode 3 of already? You got a question for Chris?
Where are those rails that you hit up here on the hill by Chenzo's? There's also the ditch that was above your house. There's so much history on this hill that I just love being a part of the peninsula. And we grew up in one of the best places on earth, and I'm pretty sure of it. So I'm glad to be here with you guys, talking the news. Thank you for showing up.
6'5", oh yeah.
Hanzi is in the mix, Pastor's in the mix. Fucking, we're gonna have a good day today, okay?
Hanzi may be reporting next episode from Grass Valley.
All right, Tim, I'm fully in, dude. I'm in Harsh Barge. I'm doing the Grass Valley report. It's gonna be fucking dope.
And this just in, the origin story of the Grasser. I got one last thing I'd like to say. And I just forgot it. Oh. Damn it. What about used to be my homie, now you're dead?
We're all gonna die. At least we can try to live for today, live for today.
And also, if you took any of this serious, you really are watching the wrong show. We're just having fun. We love skateboarding and we love to fucking poke the bear. But Tim had a great point coming up here, which is both sides of the fence, like no news does. Everybody's either this side or this side, and we just want to see it from both sides.
There's no right side with skateboarding.
Balance, skateboarding.
They're straight and they're switch. It's kind of what, that's how life is. You go switch dance to the, Jesus. Oh, why don't you try to cast your nets to the left? You keep casting right, the fish know where you are, stupid. Why don't you try and switch? I did want another clip like we did last time with Skating to Destroy. One of my favorite things, and it kind of goes back to the style now, is function, never fashion. But back in the day, it was fashion, never function. And it was some designer chick, Stacey Peralta's ideas on Pal. And it just, those kind of things always stuck. The cinematography and skateboarding really made an impact. And Pal was one of the first people to do it when it came to bringing the old TVs and the, you know,
35 millimeter so real film. These little things that are just in your mind forever.
Little thing in my mind forever from that era is in that Pal video, slow motion. In slow-mo, you see in mid-cab or something, there goes a sweat drip off his face. It was crazy to see it like that. Who else was spending that much money doing that in the first place at that time? It was very insane.
All right, well, what you sparked last week is Camisa wants Johnny Rad on the program.
That would be awesome.
Can we get Johnny Rad on Talkin' Schmidt? We want Johnny Rad to sing Talk and Schmidt. Doesn't matter if you think you're the shit. I love podcasts. This episode has been produced by Nomad Skateboarding, Jacob Stokely, and Billy Rabin. Thank you so much for your support. You are what makes us be able to put out some time and do these episodes. So big love. McKenny loves Nomad the most. He already
said. And Howdy Cat. You guys are inspirational.
Howdy Cat.
Nomad's been there since Schechter back in the day.
Wait a minute.
What?
Let's feature our new reporter from Austin, Texas. This is the one and only Howdy Cat.
I didn't see the footage, so I'm seeing it when you guys see it, but supposedly, and it was on the random, so the vibes were there somehow.
Hold on. We just got this in.
Hey, it's me again. Just kidding.
Have a good day, guys. Thank you for showing up. Peace.
Yeah! 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 I'm still alive! You're not gonna kill me, world! You're not gonna kill me, world!
What is that? What's a black hammer?
Serve. Just get up there, though. You can hop it.
No, because if I get up on here, I'm going to have to fucking
drop. Okay, they'll get your board for you, bro. You said you wanted this, Eric. You said this was the shit, bro. You said you had this, dude.
It's